Hey sis, welcome back to the Queen's Corner podcast, the podcast space for unapologetic Christian women, where we chatted up about all things Kingdom Women related. Welcome back and welcome to May. You know, April took its time, but it sure did feel like it also got out of there real quick, real fast. But so anyway, new month, new mindset, fresh goals, still planning in the vision that God has for us as Kingdom Women, okay? And this week on the Queen's Corner podcast, we're going to continue talking about self-care. Last week, we started a new segment, right? Let's talk about self-care, pandemic edition. And this week, we're going to continue that segment. So, I'm your host, Aisha Marie. Stay tuned. So in last week's episode, we really kind of laid the groundwork for why self-care in this specific situation that, you know, as a world, that sounds weird, you know, globally that we're all going through, why it's even more important in this specific situation. And we laid the groundwork for why as Kingdom Women, this is an important topic. It's not just a cliche, sound good, cute Instagram pic kind of topic. It's an important topic, you know, for us as Kingdom Women, especially. It's important for, you know, honestly, long-term fruit. The Bible talks about how Jesus said, you know, he desires that we bear fruit and that we bear more fruit and that we bear fruit, emphasis here, fruit that remains. Right. And in order for fruit to remain, there must be diligence. There must be consistency. Right. There must be excellence of work ethic. There must be, you know, right heart posture. And in order for all of these things to be, you know, maintained and retained, we got to take care of ourselves. Like we just do. There's no way around it. You know, we're not talking about arrogance and conceit and, you know, trying to ball out every weekend. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, like, you really got to take care of yourself, sis. Like, you do. And as women, a lot of times, we feel like this is the frontier that we can sacrifice. We feel like this is the frontier that we can let slide and go aside to the wayside. But it's really not. And the more that you mature in the Lord, the more you realize that you really got to love others just like you love yourself. And you realize that the way you love yourself, it's got to come up higher. You know, you realize that you want to be an imitator of Christ, like the word says, not just in how you love and care for and treat other people, but also in the way that you love, care for and treat yourself. And this is why, you know, with a main goal, a main tenet of the coaching that the Lord has called me to do, for those of you who don't know, I'm a certified Christian life coach, is to help restore us as women in our relationship with ourselves to God's intent. Because His intent in your restoration is not just for others in how you serve others, but also in how you treat yourself. Because the way that you treat, see, value, esteem, care for, you know, them standards, boundaries, all that good stuff that you got for yourself, it's affecting everything else in your life. And it's even affecting the way that you see God and the way that you approach God. So it's super duper important. And I promised you guys in last week's episode that we were going to talk about the how to, you know, of how you get better at this. And especially in this situation with the pandemic, I promise that we talk about the how-to more in this episode. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit more about the how-to. Because when you're in, you know, an extended global, what many are calling a crisis right now, you know, as Kingdom Women, always seek God for His perspective. But for the sake of today's episode, when you're in this kind of a situation, there are ripple effects. And a lot of people, even a lot of people in the kingdom, are feeling drained, are feeling burnt out. Because despite everything that's going on, what's required is still required. You know, if anything, it's even more required. Going to work, taking care of yourself, not just even in a self-care way, but financially, you know, making sure your needs are met, you know, it's so many things that you'd feel like, okay, can I just get a break? And you're realizing it's still not time for a break, not an extended one anyway. So, with that being said, this is even more important in a circumstance situation like this, where you get stretched in your ability to stand. You get stretched in your ability to be long suffering, to endure, to persevere, to continue to be diligent despite. And in a situation like that, your relationship with yourself and the quality of that starts to really get exposed. Because if you were already barely hanging on, you might feel like you're straggling now. You might feel like it's just a pinky toe hanging. Okay, and we get to come up off the ledge, and get our feet planted. Because even in the midst of everything that's going on, God is doing a new and a beautiful and incredible thing, and we have got to be at capacity because he's also stretching capacities. So you got to be at the capacity first to be able to possess the land, right? And then when you get in the land, to be able to get to work. And this is part of why the self-care is so important, because how you're doing is going to affect all of that. So before we get deeper into the episode, let's, like we always do, make space for our advertisement for Anchor. Dope platform. I stand by this advertisement. Let's get into that, make space for that, and then we'll get right back into the episode. Stay tuned. And we're back. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive right in, because it's important to, despite everything that's going on, to make it a priority to be maintaining your emotional health and maintaining the standard of care that you take with yourself, across all areas of the relationship with yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, your relationship with God. It's important to make all of these areas of your relationship with yourself a priority. Now, first and foremost, as kingdom women, we know that that spiritual aspect is key, is first, is foundational, because that your relationship with the Lord, most important, seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, most important. And as kingdom women, we understand that we are a part of that, right? We are a part of that. We are a part of that. So you want to put the spiritual foundation of your life first in your self-care regimen, and you want to prioritize, acknowledge and prioritize the rest of those areas, right? Because all of these literal everyday life changes that took place when all of this started and have continued on, they have an impact. They have an impact, right? And so you want to be able to treat yourself with the love of Christ, and this includes taking care of what literally keeps you alive and going well, as well as what helps to pamper and nurture and grow you. So you want to maintain and you want to advance, you want to progress, right? And so let's talk a little bit, like I said, that we would, about the how to. So when you want to figure out, okay, how do I get better at this? And how do I maintain this in such a time as this? Especially when you know that God is calling a lot of us up and out. So there's a lot happening, not just in the world, but more importantly, in the mind of God, in the kingdom for the world. And we want to be prepared and ready and able to participate in that. We want to be prepared, ready, and able to take up our roles in this work that God is doing. And so I have a question that I really want you to ask yourself. I want you to ask yourself, what are your needs? And I want you to be super duper honest. Sometimes we really try to downplay what our needs are. Sometimes we really try to explain them away. Now's not the time for that, sis. We are imitators of Christ. He is truth. So let's just dwell in the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, what are your needs? But very specifically, I want to present to you two different types of needs, especially as it relates to self-care. And those are your urgent needs and your continuous needs. So when I talk about urgent needs, what I'm really talking about are the needs that have been neglected, and so now they are urgent, right? So for this category of needs, where is it that you've really taken a hit, or where, you know, I mean, you're depleted, like it's urgent. Like maybe you haven't been eating enough. And if the Lord called you out into battle right now, you might fall out after the first wing. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe you haven't been eating enough. Maybe you've been eating too much and you're not, you know, you're not really in the best shape, you know, or maybe your mind has been just taking a beating. Maybe you're really feeling out of it mentally and emotionally, and you know that you're not doing well. That would be an urgent need of yours, because your mental and emotional health has been neglected, and it's taken a beating, and it's left you in a very vulnerable state. So that's what I mean when I say urgent needs, those neglected needs, those ones that are putting you in a very vulnerable position. That's a category of need that I want you to think about and say, what are my needs? Like, where am I? Where have I been neglected, you know, in the care and quality of care of myself? Right? And then the second category of needs that I really want you to think about when you ask yourself, what are my needs, are your continuous needs. And these are the areas of your life that, you know, have consistency. They keep going. They're just like regular maintenance, right? So maybe it's, you know, that you need to eat, you know, that you gotta keep yourself clean, that you, you know, need time away from work and priorities to recharge. You know, these are just those continuous needs. They don't stop, you know, that they always have to be met. It's just like, you know, maybe your mom or grandma used to always tell you, whenever you see the toilet tissue on sale, make sure you grab you some in bulk. Why? Because you're always going to need it. So this is what I mean by this continuous needs category. And I want you to think about what those pull from you. See, because these continuous needs, they're always there, right? And so they are always, even though it's not necessarily a lot all the time, they're always pulling something from you. It pulls something from you to show up for work every day. It pulls something from you, especially during a pandemic. It pulls something from you, you know, to be a good wife or a good sister or a good, you know, mother. For those of you who have children, like, it pulls something from you, right? If you're in school, to do well in your classes, to show up for your classes, even if they're online, it pulls from you to meet these continuous needs, right? And so it's important to think about, what is it that they pull from me? Because this will help you figure out, what do I need to keep myself maintained and sustained, right? And so after you kind of sit down, survey, think about, okay, what are my needs? What are my urgent needs that have really been neglected? And so I'm vulnerable in these areas right now. And what are my continuous needs? These areas of life that probably will always be there. And what do they pull from me? You know, what do I need to do to sustain myself consistently in these areas so that I don't end up going over to the urgent side, right? After you do that, the next thing is another question that I have for you. And this is the one that'll really help you make a difference in how the current relationship with yourself is going. I want you to ask yourself, how can I realistically meet these needs? Now, the emphasis here is realistically. Okay, and you have to apply them to both categories. So it is important that we continue to dream, and we continue to dream big, because it's evidence of our faith in the Lord. That he is the God of even what seems impossible. You know, continue, and I want to make a side note and say, prayer to bathe these needs in prayer and to remember as kingdom women that you are not left helpless. And the God of all comfort is your Father, is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, I'm sorry, the one who sees to it for you. You know, that he is faithful. The Bible says his faithfulness reaches up to the skies. And so you want to begin and end and continue through anything with prayer, giving everything up to the Lord. The Bible says to cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. So you want to go to God with these needs, and you want to go to God with this question of how can I realistically meet these needs? You want to go to God with this, right? I'm not trying to encourage you to take this whole burden onto yourself and feel that you just got to make it happen. No, you are a child of God. You are a queen of the King of Kings. He is your helper, right? He is your comforter. He is your advocate, right? And he's the one that reveals truth to you, brings you into truth about all things, including an area like this. So you want to go to God and say, you know, Lord, I'm really trying to improve on how I even treat myself, because I see that it's affecting my attitude. It's affecting my work ethic. It's affecting my relationships with other people. It's affecting my ability, like, to be faithful to the vision that you've given me, to be faithful to the things that you're asking me to do in this season. And I see that I need to come up higher and even imitate you in this area of my life with me, right? So God, how can I do better on meeting these needs that I have? First of all, Lord God, I give these needs up to you. I'm asking you to help me. I'm asking you to provide for me. I'm asking you to give me wisdom. The Bible says, let him who lacks wisdom ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. Give me wisdom, Lord God, on how I can exercise my faith. Because see, it's part of your faith work. You pray and then you move as well, unless the Lord has told you to be still on a certain thing. How can I exercise my faith? Noun and a verb. And as I'm hoping and believing and trusting in you to help me with these things, also do better, right? Faith without works is dead. So, okay, you pray and ask God for that wisdom, that discernment, that insight, that help. And then you sit down, you also take a look, trusting that he's heard and is answering that prayer, and say, okay, what can I realistically do better? You know, maybe I'm spending too much time talking to, interacting with, you know, entertaining people or spirits, hello, that are draining me or making me feel a way about myself that is not of God, not in his will for me. Maybe there is a relationship or a source in my life that I'm still tolerating that's really beating down my self-esteem, or that's draining the little strength that I do end up having left, you know, or maybe there are some things still in my life that the Lord has told me to let go. I haven't let go of it yet. And it's negatively impacting my energy or my physical health or, you know, my state of mind, you know. Or maybe instead of, you know, if I take a look back at my finances, I'm putting a little too much over here. And, you know, even just a little bit of saving from spending it over there could go towards an area over here to give me some rest or relaxation or comfort, you know. Or maybe, you know, and you just sit down and you realistically think, maybe, you know, someone that I know, if you have kids, someone that I know might actually want to watch them this time, give me a break, you know, or maybe I need to change their schedule. Maybe their bedtime need to be a little bit earlier, you know, or, you know, if you're in school, maybe it's finally time for me to be a bit more disciplined with my time management. So I can actually have time for myself, so I can stop being super stressed out from doing things at the last minute, you know. Or maybe if you're in business for the Lord, maybe it's time that I actually ask for that help. Because the fact that, you know, I'm confused or I don't really know exactly what to do is causing me a lot more frustration. You know, maybe it's time for me to invest in myself in a different kind of way that I was not willing to do before. You know, or maybe the way that I'm eating or the way that I'm consuming things is taking a toll on me. And every little bit I'm realizing is counting right now. All of these things are adding up. Like, this is what I mean, to evaluate everything that you got going on. after prayer and then be like, okay, what can I realistically do to meet the needs that I established that I have from sitting down and thinking about, you know, those urgent and continuous things in my life? You know, what is it, you know, what can I realistically do to maintain myself going forward, to be more, more energized, more at a state of mind that I'm ready and willing to do what needs to be done in my life, to show up better for myself and to move into the deeper things that the Lord has for me in my life. So sitting down and answering these questions that can really, really help you when it comes to, you know, this area of self-care and your relationship with yourself and how you're doing, because it definitely is impacting your life. And, you know, I'll tell you guys, like, I've been just talking to people more about it because it's something that originally really helped me. The Lord led me to, you know, put it together in a way where it could be released and given to help others. And it has been a blessing to other people. And that is the self-care checklist and routine builder that I released last year. Excuse me. And it's a digital tool on my website that really will help, especially those who have had difficulty being consistent with taking better care of themselves across every area of their lives. And, you know, although they maybe been talking about it for a while or knowing it's important for a while, again, self-care has become such a fad online, they still realize they haven't really gotten the hang of it. And so if that sounds like you, you know, especially when it comes to consistency, consistently improving the quality of care that you have in your relationship with yourself, then this is like the perfect tool for you. It's under 10 bucks. I think I've got it up there for like $7, and it's reusable, reprintable. And, you know, it's just, it's a really good tool. It's a really good tool. It's in depth. And it also has a routine builder element to it, to where you, because if you're struggling with consistent self-care, you probably likely don't have the routines like set up to where this is a way of life for you as well. And that's really the problem. So I put a routine builder in there as well that basically is like a feedback loop. It informs itself based off of how you're already doing with the actual self-care checklist, so that routines are built for you by you that you can actually follow, that are actually doable for you, as opposed to something that, you know, will feel frustrating because you keep trying at it and it's just still not sticking. So if you're interested in that, you can just head to my website, www.ashabethea.com, A-S-H-A. B as in boy, ETHEA.com/shop, and you'll see it up there and you can grab that. And I just pray that the Lord would minister to you through it and really help you in this area with it, because it's an important area, especially the more as kingdom women, you know, you want to deepen in the Lord, you want to grow in him, you want to do what he's called you to do, you want to be of service, you know. And to do that, you can't keep bleeding out. You can't keep bleeding out. You know, the fire within you, you want it to be the fire of God, not the fire of desperation and brokenness still. You know, it's important. I don't know why sometimes we're so quick as women of God to devalue the quality of our relationships with ourselves, as if that's not impacting everything else and everything that we say we want to do for God. You know, it's why over and over again, you see the Lord deals with the person first before they can even be sent out. And self-care is really, even though people treat it like such a fad term, it's a phrase to describe what's going on with you. What is going on with you and your relationship with you? And so I really, really hope this episode encourages you to take another look at your relationship with yourself, even in the midst of, you know, this pandemic, and to place greater value on it in the Lord, you know, because the Lord cares. And then also, I would be remiss if I didn't let you guys know that, again, I coach. And so if I can help you in any way in this area, just head to my website and schedule a session with me. I'd be honored to help you in this area because, again, it's super duper important. So that's all that I have for you guys in this episode. I really just pray that you really prioritize yourself in the Lord, because the Lord wants to use you. He has plans for you. The Bible says He knows the plans that He has for you. They're good. You know, He has an expected end for you, and there's definitely work to do in these last days and in this season. And it's our job to do our part when we say yes, to live out our yes, and to be able to live out our yes. And a lot of times that includes a lot of internal work that we have to be willing to do within ourselves so that we can collaborate more fully with God and what He wants to do in us and through us. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss the episodes when they come out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, guys.